It's the second week of the Six Nations. Today's match, Ireland and Scotland in Edinburgh. Really a must win for Ireland if they're to keep their championship hopes alive. Last week's defeat to England has led Joe Schmidt to make a number of changes to the team. And I'm joined on the line from Edinburgh by the rugby analyst and a man of many other talents as well, Eoin O'Nochton. You're in Murrayfield. What's the atmosphere there like at the moment, Eoin?
I am indeed, Marion. The atmosphere is building, I'll have to say. An awful lot of Irish in Edinburgh, but an awful lot of Scottish with great expectations for the home side. The weather isn't great, Marion, I'll have to say. It was very, very stormy overnight, and that storm really hasn't abated, and now it has started to rain. So I think there will be some difficult playing conditions for both sides, I suppose, this evening.
Were you very shocked at last week?
I was very disappointed, Marion. Shocked. I think beforehand, I think when we were discussing it, I was cautioning that we had to beware the bear, because the bear was coming for revenge, was soured from Twickenham the previous year, and the Aviva the year before that. So, at the end of the day, the English were by far the better team over the 18 minutes. I think they read everything that we were going to do or could do. And I think the big disappointment for the fans last week was not losing, by the way, but was in the manner of the Irish display, that we had no answer. When we saw things were going awry, that there wasn't a plan B or a plan C that we could deploy.
And tease that out further with me, because, you know, we have leaders on the pitch. We have Joe Schmidt, you know. And we have shown amazing inventiveness elsewhere. I'm thinking of that Johnny Sexton kick in France.
In Paris.
Is it that old-fashioned thing that we prefer to be? I know it's such a cliche, I'm nearly afraid to say it, but that we like to be the underdog?
Yeah, we much prefer that, and I suppose it goes for every county in the GA, I suppose, except the Dubs.
For the Dubs too.
Yeah, it comes from that particular tradition. But I will remind people that we're, in the last few Six Nations, we're particularly slow starters. We go back 3 years, we drew at home to the Welsh. 2 years ago, we lost to Scotland here in Murrayfield. And last year, barring that magical moment from the Irish team, you'd have to say, having gone through 40 phases of rugby.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, a wonderful kick, a once-in-a-lifetime kick, a dream kick from Johnny Sexton to drop the ball over the bar. So when you consider it, we are slow starters. And we got a particularly slow start last week. And other things went awry. I'd have to say that, I suppose, the leadership you're talking about, you know, the two half-backs, Murray and Sexton, were kind of rusty. And reasons for that, not focusing on the individuals. Murray hadn't played an awful lot because he was coming back from injury, and Johnny Sexton hadn't played since that game in Munster at the end of December in Thomond, which didn't go well for Leinster.
Right.
So there was all, but having said all of that, the English put huge pressure on the Irish from the off, and then got the dream start. A try on 2 minutes from Johnny May. So, you know, hats off to the English. I suppose, okay, we lost on the field, but we also lost the battle of the coach box as well. Eddie Jones, he won that competition, hands down. But my worry...
When did he win that?
Because he actually read every single aspect of play that we were going to do, how we were playing the box kick, the Murray box kick. He put so much pressure on that by huge men, huge, very physical in the breakdown. And then every time the box kick went in, if you look back at it, and I did during the week, he deployed two or three players to stand where our runners would be running into. So our runners didn't get a clean run, as it were, to Johnny May as he was going for the ball. So he was able to... The English defenders were able to... Backs were able to collect that ball unchallenged, where the box kick is supposed to have the full back or the wingers collecting that ball, but half an eye to the opposition coming in. So it's all those facets of play. And I'll have to say, even though we mentioned it last week, I had good time for the referee, not so much after it. Now, we didn't lose the game because of the referee, Marion,
yeah.
But he didn't help. I'll have to say the second tackle on Keith Earls by Toja should have been, in my view, definitely a yellow card, possibly a red card, and all it was a straight penalty. For all those factors in mind. But my worry, Marion, is that in winning the competition between the two coaches, that Eddie Jones has shown other coaches, like Townsend, the coach here today,
yeah,
they've shown them the way. That's my worry now. The big question is, has our coach, Smith, has he been able to use this week to learn the lessons and to come up with an alternative plan? And that's what we're hoping will happen here today. A rebound from Ireland, and I'll tell you, the Scots don't believe it's going to happen. They believe there's going to be their day. And Marion, just a little statistic, because I often look at statistics. They haven't lost here at home in the Six Nations since the first game in 2016. So that's going back a good few games.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it is all very, very, very... were you surprised at the changes on the team?
No, well, some were forced, Marion, some injuries. Obviously, you know, the big question mark, and we discussed it last week, about Henshaw at full back. He's had a dead leg that didn't recover during the week, so therefore bringing in Carney. And I suppose, in fairness, Carney's last outing was against for Leinster against the Scarlets in the RDS, and didn't have a good day by his own high standard. But he's hugely experienced.
He sure is.
And I'm not surprised then that Joe Smith decided to return to him. You know, he'll be getting his 88th cap at fullback today. So that's not a huge surprise. And then we have Farrell coming into the centre because, again, the alternative would be to have Henshaw and Bundiaki in the centre. Farrell comes into the centre. Farrell is a very, very physical player, physical for Munster. But his last international was against the Welsh in Dublin last year, and he got, you know, injured in that. So he's very prone to injury. Nevertheless, he gives 120%,
right,
and he'll have to do it here this evening. And then I suppose the second row with Toner been missing, well, there was very little alternative than to bring Quinn Roo on. And I would remind people as well, there's a few other heir apparents to that second row position, like Tyke Byrne and Henderson from Ian Henderson of Northern Ireland,
yeah.
Tyke Byrne of Munster, and they're injured as well, so they weren't available for selection. And then in the back row, well, CJ Stander, you know, brave man, tough man. He managed to play with a broken eye socket during the game for most of the game. Well, he wasn't available, and that brings Jack Conan and Sean O'Brien in. I suppose the only fella that I feel anyway sorry for that he had to make way is Jos Van de Vleer, who played the full game last week. He dropped to the bench. So I suppose on balance, a lot of those changes were forced to hand,
right,
was forced on us.
Yeah. Tough old world, you know. I was just looking at the picture of Rob Kearney and some people giving out about him at some, I can't remember on what particular occasion. A good and solid servant to this country and to rugby and to entertainment and to all of that.
But Marion, isn't that the way of sport?
Terrible.
Last weekend we were going to win the World Cup before the game. There were fellas looking for executions after the game, you know, so it's the way of rugby. But the only response is to respond positively and get back on the horse today.
Right. Get back on the horse. That's the whole thing. Listen, Owen, enjoy. And as I said to you last week, be of good, strong voice, etc., etc.